I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And I will roll a chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now. Are the good times really over?
And that just about says it all, don't it? Yes, it.
Wish Coke was still cola.
Yeah, well, Coke was still cola. My new neighbors will be snorting up tonight. What do I know? Well, it's Monday. Ho, ho, ho is over for another year. We ain't had ho, ho, ho for over a year, other than Kamala Harris. Good evening. Jeff Bennett here. A Monday installment of The Edge. On this 28th day of December. In a matter of days, we'll slip into 2021, but if you want us to God believe there's going to be a difference, then I don't know where you've been sleeping. Interesting day. With all of Trump's whining and moaning and groaning and bitching and et cetera, he went ahead and signed the deal for the multi-trillion dollar, whatever the hell it is. So how much money are we going to send to Pakistan to help people determine whether they like boys or girls or each other or animals? How much money is going to go to China? Which I find interesting. China buys our bonds, means we loan the money and we pay them interest and we go ahead and send them a bunch of free money. Doesn't make any sense. Oh, and of course, when he signed it off, that meant the $600 little stimulus, COVID stimulus checks will be coming our way. Except that later today, the House of Representatives went ahead and approved the $2,000 figure. More and more I read headlines that there's a very good chance Nancy Pelosi may not be the House Speaker next year. I reach a point, my friends, that there ain't a damn thing I can do about it, and I just don't care no more. I mean, look at everything that we're facing here. 'Tis the season for bankruptcies, store closings, intensities. You think I jest? It's gotten worse and worse as the years gone by. I'd like to think that we're going to make 2021 a year of hope, because right now there's more economic suffering in America than we have seen since the Great Depression of the 1930s. More than 100,000 businesses have permanently closed down since this plandemic began. Many of our most iconic chains have filed for bankruptcy over the last 12 months. Of course, that doesn't mean they're going to go out of business, but it means reorganization and how much of the COVID money is going to go to them to help bail them out. I mean, come on. The Kennedy Center for the Arts, or whatever they call themselves, has gotten money with both of these bailouts, and they're closed. Go figure this out. Tent cities popping up in major cities all over the country. Coming into this new year, the suicide rate in the U.S. was already, no, I'm sorry, coming into this year, 2020, the suicide rate in the U.S. was already at an all-time record high. And a Gallup survey recently discovered the mental health of America today is at an all-time low. So if we cannot find a way to give people hope, multitudes of Americans will decide that life is no longer worth living. The explosion in Nashville over the weekend could be, should be, a wake-up call for all of us, because there are countless other people out there that are feeling the hopelessness that Anthony Quinn Warner did. In 2020, we saw retail stores close their doors at a pace that we have never seen before. And according to the New York Post, New York City alone lost more than 1,000 chain stores all by itself. Yeah, 1,057, 70 Duane Reade's, 49 Starbucks, 22 Papyruses. I don't even know what the hell that is. Oh, they waved the white flag over the past 12 months. Oh, goody. More people pulling up now going to park in front of my house for these new neighbors to move in. Go figure this out. This house has been for sale for 6 months. It's fallen out of contract 3 times because once the inspectors came in, the house was a poo-poo. The house needs complete paint, interior, outside. It needs a new roof. And now I got Jose, Hose B, and his family moving in. But they had music real loud in the garage, and they were playing disco music. I don't know what's going on. This should be real interesting. I'm sure they'll put a wall air conditioner this is a 3-car garage. Real simple for them to divide a wall so that the single door garage side will have an air conditioner put in it, and Mamacita can move in, you know. Am I offending you? I hope so, because I'm the one that's got to tolerate it all. So we got all these businesses going under. Now, go back to 2018. 0.3% of all chain stores in the city of New York shut down permanently. This year, that figure skyrocketed to 13.3%. Shatters all previous records. Unbelievable. Hard to imagine that the next 12 months could actually be worse than the past 12, but CNN, earlier this month, listed 30 major chains that have filed for bankruptcy in 2020. Papyrus, Bar Louie, Cristal, Pier 1 Imports filed for bankruptcy. They shut their stores down. Everything you want to get from Pier 1 is online now. Modell's Sporting Goods, True Religion, J. Crew Group, Neiman Marcus, J.C. Penney, Sioux Plantation, and Sweet Tomatoes. Tuesday mornings. As the Tuesday mornings that I go into, I liked it better when they were in the old scummy store. Their selection was better. I liked it better. Yeah. GNC, CEC Entertainment, NPC International, Brooks Brothers. But nobody buys clothes like that anymore anyway. Sula Tibil, Muji USA, Lucky Brand. What are some of these companies? Never heard of them. RTW Retail Wins, Ascena Retail Group, California Pizza Kitchen. Love that place. Lord & Taylor, Tailored Brands, Steinmart. Well, they don't sell Steins. The guy who founded it, his name was Stein. You know, non-Southern Baptist. Century 21, not the real estate, the department store chain. Sizzler USA, Ruby Tuesdays. Yeah, well, they got to the point they sucked. Some company called Friendly's. The Guitar Center, again. Francesca's. Well, now the holiday season's over. There's going to be even more wave of store closings and bankruptcies. Of course, the new lockdowns are certainly not helping matters at all. Millions upon millions of people are staying home, not spending any dinero, which is hitting the restaurant business hard. National Restaurant Association is warning 40 to 50% of restaurants may go bankrupt in the months ahead if something is not done. 40 to 50%. You know, two of this country's most iconic restaurants, the 21 Club in Manhattan and the Cliff House in San Francisco announced they had closed their doors permanently after well in excess of 100 years in business. And as they die, hundreds of jobs in those cities go with it. And the workers out of work aren't rich. 15 million middle-income people in this country work for bars and restaurants. Yeah, I can understand why restaurant owners are absolutely furious right now. You can watch one restaurant owner give an impassioned speech in which he boldly declares that I'm not ready to give my country up to these people. And I've got to admit, you can get pretty fired up watching these kind of videos. And yet, unfortunately, the control freak politicians have shown they're willing to take draconian measures in order to implement their ridiculous lockdowns. Just recently, heavily armed police heartlessly raided a hair salon that refused to comply with the COVID lockdown in California. If I was that salon owner, I'd move the hell out of California and never come back. But then, gee, there was a hair salon that was closed down some months ago, but Nancy Pelosi somehow pulled some strings to get him to open up to cut her hair. It's too bad the hairstylist didn't cut her throat. But you see, my friends, what is ironic that many of the politicians that are supposed to be the most liberal are the ones that are actually hurting those at the bottom of the economic food chain the most. Democrats and their liberal economic advisors obsess about income inequality. It's time someone told them that no act in modern times has widened the gap between the rich and the poor more than these damn lockdowns going on. Pretty sad. And as economic conditions continue to unravel, more Americans are falling out of the middle class into poverty and with each passing day. And we continue to see more evidence of this all around the nation. In Chicago, it was reported that people were lined up for 15 blocks to receive food and toys at a holiday giveaway. The Chicago actress and her foundation brought 3,000 toys and food and countless smiles to the West Garfield Park neighborhood for the holidays last Wednesday. And as was reported, people waited for more than 2 hours in their cars for the giveaway, and there were lines that stretched over 15 blocks, dramatically underscoring the need. Can you imagine waiting in a line 15 blocks long? The bread lines were long during the Great Depression, but not that long. And homelessness is also growing at a frightening rate, all of which is fueling the rise of tent cities from coast to coast. Experts warn that the ongoing pandemic could lead to a catastrophic homeless crisis where hundreds of thousands more Americans are living on the street. Hey, you know what? That's pretty cool, because if I got to go number two, I'm not going to have to worry about paying for a water bill now, will I? Right out here in Phoenix, authorities have converted two enormous parking lots into tent cities for the homeless. But they're being required to follow social distancing protocols. Oh, that makes really sense. 7,500 people living on the streets, 5,000 dead from COVID. I always question the death reports. But inside this crowded encampment in Phoenix, ringed by security fencing and barbed wire, each family has been allotted a 12-by-12-foot lot, marked by paint, to separate people as much as possible, of course. My friends, this is the cold, hard reality that multitudes of people are living at this point. Dependence on the government and unquestioning submission to authorities have become a way of life for countless numbers of Americans, and economic conditions ain't going to get no better for the foreseeable future. Yeah, I'd like to say this is why we must give people hope in 2021 and beyond, because the amount of economic pain that we're witnessing around the country is already off the charts. The government may be able to send checks to people. They cannot give them hope. And when people have lost all hope and have become extremely desperate, they can end up doing foolish things, as we saw take place in Nashville this weekend. copy, somewhat altered, by Michael Snyder at the Economic Collapse. Frustrating times, are they not? Unbelievably frustrating times. I look at some of the things that we've witnessed today. The House has approved the $2,000 stimulus checks, and they've also overridden Trump's defense bill veto. Dow Jones Industrial up 204 points today at 30,403. S&P 500 up 32 at 3735. NASDAQ up 95 points today at 12,900 for all practical purposes. The global Dow was up about 5 points. Gold was up about $4 and some odd cents, currently at $18.85. Oil up 36 cents. All this crap going on, and they're going to drive the cost of gasoline at the pump up. Well, that's right. They've got to keep their profits up because you got fewer people driving. Cars have probably been repoed. And here's interesting question. Is my stimulus check taxable income? Will my stimulus reduce my tax return? All the confusion and the myths about the second stimulus. I got me two $1,200 stimulus payments last time. Will I receive two $600 checks this time? Would there even be another stimulus? It goes up and down and all over the place. Nobody's got the answers. It's insane. But they're not going to care because a year from now, when it comes time to file your income tax for your $2,000 stimulus payment, then if you're married, I guess that's $4,000. If you got a couple of kids, that's what, $1,000 a piece for the Rugrats? So theoretically, that means my wife and I could be sucking up $5,000. Pfft, who knows, folks? A year from now, I may not have a house. I may not have a car. I may be living in the street. Oh, yeah, but I'll still find a way to get on the air every day and shoot the breeze with you. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. No, I was being facetious with those comments, so don't get all that worried about what I just stated to you. I have to have a little sense of humor with some of this stuff. Come on. I mean, please, have a little sense of humor. What am I trying to find here? That's what I want. I want some honest figures. So what do we got? Let's see. Gold opened up at 895 today, went way down. You got one guy saying it's 885 right now. Well, we'll use it, you know. Silver did what today? Silver sitting right now at 2646. Platinum at 1,033. Ooh, platinum's be creeping up a little bit. Palladium at $2,236. That's up $9 on the day. Rhodium flat today at 4,100. Don't ask me what Bitcoin is. I don't know. It's up and down. It's all over the place. I can't be concerned about it. Okay? You know, it's interesting. I received something from Granny last week. The real surprise is that I didn't receive the same exact thing from my friend up in Idaho. And I know she's going to call me or send me a text later. And I can't do this piece on the air, but I'm going to tell you it is the most serious piece of writing that I have read. Yes, it would be offensive to somebody. I will publish it, but I'm probably not going to go any further than that. I'd get chewed out for it. You know, I'd get called a racist, except that's stupid because it is a profound piece of writing written by a man of color, a black man. And, we'll see how the week goes. What else is going on? One of my buddies commented that collapse happens fast. He also maintains the perfect excuse to bring home the troops, declare martial law, and worse. He says, I'm not really sure why anybody is surprised by the latest developments. I mean, even an idiot like me could figure it out. And that was 3 months ago. Haven't even begun to go down that rabbit hole yet, and I really don't want to, nor do I think I will. But I'll say a few things about it. Christmas Eve and or Christmas Day are notorious for false flags and false flag hoaxes. Maybe some will recall the I got effing shot in the leg man from 4 years ago. Those events play into the deep state globalist hands very nicely. And how so? Because in part it justifies the U.S. military setting up checkpoints throughout the U.S. You know, third world. That said, if you're a deep state globalist and your goal is to put U.S. troops on American soil and point them inward, you kind of got to bring them home first. And what better excuse is there than something like a Chinese invasion threat or a surge in homegrown terrorism threat, something like that, you know. Kind of a two-for-one, really. And that we're bringing the troops home under the guise of defending the U.S. against the chinky-dink invasion, and yet at the same time there's a surge in domestic incidents as well. So we got to get them patrolling American streets as soon as possible, right? Now, since I'm most likely rambling here, which I am, let me sum it up right here. Be prepared for further restrictions of free movement around this country, especially state to state, because state lines indicate areas of potential dispute, which means los federales, for lack of a better term. And indeed, let's not get it twisted. This is Banana Republic crap right here. But I digress. Here's what it means for Joe Deplorable. Get ready for increased security and scrutiny, depending on the scenario. Here's another one. You're driving a few states over to attend your blank and blank. And, well, since you've been driving for a while, you've crossed state lines. You see the welcome center, the AKA rest area, is open 2 miles down the road. Great. So you pull in. You relieve yourselves, and upon exit, well, it could very well be your papers, please, or none shall pass, or whatever. So look, simple question. If on the domestic front, as in within these United States, if there is surging terrorism, threats of terrorism, homegrown terrorism, you know, things like that, along with the need to harden our military defenses from perennial enemies looking to take advantage of a coronavirus weakened, that's weakened and focused population, not weekend, then how would that not be a good excuse to bring the troops home and put them on the streets of America? You see, if the empire is collapsing, there's a whole lot of military muscle in a whole lot of faraway lands that can no longer be supported. I hope I'm wrong, but I hate to say it, folks. I doubt it. Sad times we live in. Unbelievably sad times that we live in. Let's move in a slightly different direction. I've had a little fun with this presentation. A lot of sarcasm. Because I'm feeling that way. Let's talk a little bit, something we don't do generally on Mondays. I want to talk a little bit about silver. And next year could be quite rewarding. But I don't want to avoid any discussion of gold, because we could well find that next year gold will reward us in other ways. Silver should be highly profitable to own next year. Gold could be quite comfortable to own next year from the standpoint of security. That ability to always be able to fall back on something. We definitely believe that we know in the long haul we're going to see our economic system collapse. The dollar will become worthless. Not worthless. Worthless, meaning nada, squat, zero. But according to Peter Kraut, he says we're entering a perfect storm for silver. Not only are central bank balance sheets exploding, but major economies are passing stimulus bills. Well, let's face it, most of us cannot wait to put this god-awful year behind us. I don't want to call it last year. I never want to make reference to it again. I don't want to acknowledge that it ever existed, but I don't have a lot of choice now, do I? And nor do you. We have experienced a once-a-century global pandemic infecting almost 80 million people. Lockdowns caused businesses to shutter, soaring unemployment, massive economic consequences. But if you dig a little deeper, other costs include soaring debts and deficits worldwide. We're approaching an unfathomable $280 trillion in global debt. Governments and central banks have facilitated tens of trillions of dollars in stimulus spending this year alone, and it's not over. The U.S. just passed its latest $900 billion stimulus bill. They've promised new stimulus checks. And they've boosted unemployment and small business aid and funds for schools and universities. And my attitude is, screw them. The hell with the schools getting any more money. The hell with the universities getting more money. Get your kids out of the damn system. Little wonder that some asset classes have been riding this wave, not the least of which has been silver. Oh, maybe not big time. But you start looking ahead, the metal appears prime for another great year in 2021. 2020 was good to some investors. Stocks gained. S&P 500 ahead about 13%. NASDAQ was up 17%. And yet precious metals investors fared even better. But you never heard about that, did you? Gold gained about 23% this year. And yet silver gained about 44%. But I think gold's cheaper cousin is set for another year of outsized gains. I believe we're entering the perfect storm for silver. Not only are central bank balance sheets exploding, but major economies are passing stimulus bills that just a few years ago would have been near scandalous. But they're doing so not just with relative ease, but outright encouragement. Now, I could go on and on and on with this story, but why? My friend, silver has demonstrated its ability to hedge against expected inflation, also flexing its industrial metal muscle. 50% of silver is consumed in industry. 10% goes into solar technologies, which the chinky dinks are producing. Factor in the exploding investment demand, the metal's outlook is robust. And its technical picture is providing a terrific setup. Now, the gold-silver ratio is a useful gauge to assess silver's relative value against gold. But I don't think I want to bore you with all of this. Because after a while, that's what it gets. It gets boring. But I believe silver's gains are going to outpace gold's in 2021. But that's okay. I still want that security of gold. Michael, let's pass the bottom of the hour tonight. Can we do that? I need that time. And appreciate it much. Oh, and by the way, I went to the little box up on top on that computer. It does not allow me to shut that thing down. who cares? I'm getting used to it. I open up this computer, the one I use for connection to the network. I open it up just before going on the air. And it's starting to tell me that, oh, no, you've got to upgrade this computer, and you can do it right now, or you can do it in 3 more days. And I'm sick of this crap. I'm almost at the point I'm ready to dump my PC laptops, both of which I've had for years. I've had them updated. Now they're tricking. They're updating to a whole different racket. Time allowing, I'm going to tell you about another racket that I've been facing. It ain't interesting. Well, it is. I have commented on Morgana Precious Metals a number of times recently that we are having major issues with the Morgana Precious Metals website. It will just all of a sudden shut down out of the clear blue and pop back up an hour later or 10 minutes later. And it's just some squirrely stuff going on. And I have faced some major bills with those jerks. I will tell you right now, the time is come to get away from GoDaddy. GoDaddy has privately and secretly now controlled by Microsoft, the same exact way that Skype is now controlled by Microsoft. You see, Bill Gates is going to give us a vaccine one way or the other, but he's going to keep raping our pocketbooks. I want to talk to you about a couple of things, and please make some notes. I had a long conversation with a gentleman this morning from our not Alaska, but the other state that's up in the Northeast. And I was in a massive babble mode this morning, and he's never called before, has some interest in some gold predominantly, and he inquired about the Valcombi bars that we've been talking a lot about. And so I put some different comps together for him and sent them up today. And based on what I'm about to share with you right now, we're within probably not more than a couple of dollars of the figures I'd given him this morning. And at that time, spot gold was $18.77 and a quarter. I think it's down about $2 right now. We started looking at the 50-gram gold Valcombi combi bar. And that's, you know, we've talked about the silver a lot. We've done some of the gold pieces, specifically the 1/10, you know, the 1 ounce that breaks into 10 1/10 ounce pieces. And those are still available for about $2,035 a piece. That's for the 1 ounce bar that breaks into 10 1/10 ounce pieces. He actually, I think because of some things I said on the air, he went to a local dealer that he's done some business with and talked to the guy about buying some 10th ounce gold American Eagles. And the guy, you wouldn't even quote him. He says, you don't even want to know. It's so outrageous. And I've tried to tell you that, you know, when it comes to buying that, you know, and just to give you an idea, a 1 ounce, 10 by 1/10, that means they break off into 10 1/10 ounce gold pieces, based on what I quoted him this morning, at about $2,035 a piece. Now, we can buy a straight 1 ounce gold bar that's not breakable, still 1 ounce total, at about $1,960. So, yeah, there's a little bit of difference, but I prefer that little bit of a premium. I like that ability to snap and break and be able to control where and when I spend the money. Where are you going to break a 1 ounce piece if all you need is 1 or 2 tenths of an ounce to pay for a brake job or tires or whatever the case may happen to be? Very, very interesting. He had inquired into the 51-gram gold Valcombi bar. Now, just so you know this, the net gold weight of that coin is 1.60754 of an ounce. 1 ounce, 0.60754. So a little less than 1 3/4 ounces. And for that unit, you'd be looking at about $3,230. Now, I'm a huge silver lover. Always have been. We've done a lot with the 100-gram silver Valcombi bar. It's referred to as a combi bar because it breaks off. Now get this. Silver's down a little bit. It's up a little bit. I'm still holding at the $150 range per bar. And typically, it's pretty tough to deal less than 2 to 3 bars. You know, obviously, we can get them as packages of 25 of these bars, etc. Get ready to hold it. Now, a spot gold this morning was at $26.33 when I gave him the quote. And you start calculating, okay, Bennett, well, there's 3.215 ounces of silver in there, and $150 is an awful lot for 3.215 ounces. And yeah, it is. But you're paying for that breakable thing that you can get 101-gram pieces of silver out of it. Now, listen to this. I went to one of the largest online precious metals firms on the internet in this country, one that has been around for decades. I'm not talking about these new guys that come up that after 3 years think of the greatest things in sliced bread, okay? I'm talking a huge, 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 huge company. And I'm thinking, it can't be more than a few bucks off. I'm at $150. I went to their site this morning, and they were at $181 for the same exact product. I fell out of my freaking tree. Why would you spend $181 when you can buy the same thing for $150? And yeah, we're making a few bucks on it. And RBN gets benefit out of that as well. That's shocking. Now, I'm not saying the only things we have available to you are the Valcombi product line. I mean, when it comes down to the one-ounce gold bar, I can't even promise that you'll get a Valcombi product. You might get Credit Suisse. You might get a Pamp bar. The fact is, you're going to get a name brand bar that's stamped everything, okay? But these are just some of the products. Got an old client that called me this morning. And within about a week, he'll be calling me. He's going to place an order for a monster box of silver. And he knows the difference in the cost by looking at American Eagles. Last time we did something, he got a box of Canadian Maple Leafs. But he's open to Krugerrands if we can get them in silver at a fair price. And I said, you know, there's two other options that may be available to us. We've got to find out what the cost is at that time. One is there's a 1 ounce British silver piece. There's also the Australian Vienna Philharmonics. Austrian, not Australian. Austrian Vienna Philharmonics. We can get those in silver. We're going to look for the best buy. Every one of these coins is recognizable all over the world. So I don't care if you want to buy an Eagle, a Krugerrand, a Maple Leaf, a Vienna Philharmonic. If you want to get the British pieces, they're outstanding no matter how you go. Why wouldn't they all sell for the same price? Well, you know, the U.S. Treasury's got to make a buck to cover the interest rates and all the stuff that we owe. You know, all the money we keep loaning out or giving away to... I'm so aggravated the amount of money that we're having to send to a foreign country right now. But you want to look at boxes of silver? If you come to me and say, Jeff, all I can afford is two or three, you know, rolls of silver. I've got a gentleman who I've known who wants to pick up a couple more rolls of dimes. Well, I can do it. And the problem is I have sent email to some folks that I began to discover a week ago those emails were not getting through. And that's why any of you who have tried to email gold at Morgana Precious Metals, for some reason it's not functioning. And I'm having a huge fight with GoDaddy. And they charged me this outrageous amount of money to resolve all of my problems, all of which I pay for every year. You can't provide me a product that's working. What gives you the right to charge me an outrageous amount of money to do all these upgrades and crap? I call with one issue. Now I've got email problems with three of the websites. So I'm trying to work with my old webmaster, Rob, who apparently still has the ability to handle some of this stuff, and he and I are going to talk, and I'd much rather do business with him because I trust him. GoDaddy, now controlled and maybe owned by Microsuck. Forget it. So a wide range of stuff. Yeah, sure, you want to buy Morgan dollars, Peace dollars, I can get them for you. You want junk silver, all that stuff is available. Different variations of gold. Maybe you want gold American Eagles or Maple Leafs or whatever the case may be. I've got access to every bit of this. Now, one of my suppliers is shut down till first of the year. Another one I told you I fired 3 years ago because he was doing what I call criminal activity, in my personal opinion. You got the message. No, you didn't miss. I'll talk to you about it. John P., yes. I got that email. A couple replies or last conversation. Maybe I did get it, John. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. I was doing major cleanup on my stuff last week over the weekend because I had way too many things held up. So I do apologize to you. And, yeah, use this email, kettlemarineltd@cox.net. I have posted that email at the top of, and Well, when I talk to you about it, Carol, you'll understand. No, I wasn't implying, but there was an interesting correlation in there that you will understand when we talk later. So, come on, folks. I got a twisted sense of humor. Got to do it. Anyway, if I can be of any help with you folks with precious metals questions, needs, desires, whatever the case may be, I'm here for you. You can probably the best number to reach me is 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214. Also, use that email on the Morgana site that I share with you. It's posted near the top of the page right now. You can't miss it. It's a pretty darn big, I can't open this. I screwed up. Hang on. Yeah, I can get it right here. Hold on a second. Home. Yeah, if you go to Morgana, you'll see the Morgana banner directly below it. It says notice. Due to continued issues with our regular email for the site, please use the following to contact us until further notice. Are these my new neighbors moving in with revving up their pipes now? Oh, God. Kettle Moraine LTD at Cox.net. You just click on it, and it'll connect you to your... Oh, my word. This is what I need, a loud motorcycle. Oh, he pulled that into the little side of the garage door. I guess that means Mama's seat is not sleeping in there tonight. I don't know who's moving in there. I don't care. You know, time for me to get out of this neighborhood. Let's talk about animals. It would be a perfect time to have some Pink Floyd playing with the pig sound in the background, you know. Because, my friends, you need to understand something, that in this life, maybe there's some things we've learned in this past year that, well, frankly, some animals are more equal than others. After they successfully took over Manor Farm, the animals in George Orwell's Animal Farm spelled out seven commandments of what they called animalism. One, whatever goes upon two legs is an enemy. Two, whatever goes upon four legs or has wings is a friend. Thirdly, no animals shall wear clothes. Fourth, no animal shall sleep in a bed. Fifth, no animal shall drink alcohol. Sixth, no animal shall kill any other animal. And seven, all animals are equal. What has this got to do with anything? Well, it's simple. Over time, the pigs on Animal Farm pervert the commandments. They carved out exceptions for themselves. They change the story. No animal shall drink alcohol, for example, becomes no animal shall drink alcohol to excess. Of course, eventually the pigs scrapped the whole charade. They replaced the seven commandments with one of 20th century literature's most memorable sentences, where it stated all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. My friends, it is evident in politicians with this do as I say, not as I do approach to the COVID-19 pandemic. You shouldn't go to restaurants or get together with family to celebrate a holiday, but it's okay to join a big group at one of the world's elite restaurants if you're California Governor Newsom. In the Wall Street Journal shortly before Thanksgiving, Jason L. Riley pointed to some of the politicians who showed through their actions that they were more equal than the rest of us. Lockdown orders, social distancing, travel restrictions. Oy vey. Those are only for peasants. People like you and I. They don't bind aristocrats like Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser. That's an animal name, you know, like a dog. What about Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney? Of course, then there's New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Deborah Birx, who joined a lot of family members in Delaware the day after Thanksgiving to deal with the winterization of property before a potential sale. Oh, come on, people, don't get me wrong. I don't begrudge anyone a haircut. a nice dinner out or a weekend with family, I question the rank hypocrisy of getting a haircut, going out for a nice meal, and retreating with your family while threatening the rest of us with dire consequences should we do so. Would they flout the rules if they really believed their BS? Well, the proper word is rhetoric, but you know exactly what it means. Probably not. Do they really believe their alarmist rhetoric? At Cafe Hayek, Donald Boudreau does not think so. Whether they really believe themselves or not, I think their attitude about rules and to whom they apply is what really matters here. The aristocrats really, honestly, genuinely think they are our betters. They see themselves as our keepers the way one might keep animals on a farm or at a zoo. They pay lip service to lofty ideas like liberty and responsibility and equality. But they generally believe that they're more equal than the rest of us. Their great solidness and high social position shield them, for example, from the presumption that lying is wrong. Do the aristocrats want the hoi polloi to heed their hoi polloi, to heed their dire warnings? They should lead by example. You see, my friends, politicians, rule thyself. If you can't or won't at least acknowledge your guiding principle, which seems to be that some animals are more equal than others. Unbelievably sad. Just unbelievable. I look at some of the other stinking headlines from around the world and around this nation. Incomprehensive list of spending bill nonsense. Nonsense? The word nonsense should be eradicated from the English language and should be replaced with the word bull you know what. Private charity versus political grinches. Oh, that could have numerous meanings now, could it not? Political grinches. Yes, my friends, the grinches truly have stolen Christmas this year. Singapore's COVID experience and overestimated death rates. Oh, they think they're the only ones that are doing this BS? I mean, come on. I don't care what you look at. There's no... Nobody's died of cancer this year. Nobody's died of a gunshot wound. Nobody's nothing, nothing. It's all been COVID. Isn't it a lovely day? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Politicians are crushing Christmas miracles, of course, except for all but themselves. Heroes in a year of horror? What heroes would those be? And to me, probably the finest headline I've read all year. All I want for Christmas is some sanity. Forget that two front teeth garbage. All I want for Christmas are me two front teeth. Now, forget it. These are the things that we look at. At no time in our life and in this nation's history, at least in my 70, almost 73 years of this nation's history, could I have ever anticipated that we would see what we're living through today. I don't believe we're going to see any immediate change. I don't think we're going to see any long-term change. Gee, I'm so sorry that this is such a bummer. By the way, very quickly, before we run out of time, headlines I published very late last night with today's date on it, entitled The End of the Rainbow. For 55% of Americans, 2020 has been a personal financial disaster. Mm-hmm. Headline number two, the dollar's demise and the boom of 2021. In short, the U.S. is moving from a deflationary boom to an inflationary boom. The dollar usually fell, hence investors needed to own gold. I still believe that's the way to go. Third headline, tackling the infrastructure and unemployment crisis, the American system solution. Because, my friends, as we discussed earlier in the hour, millions of Americans have joined the ranks of the unemployed, and government relief checks and savings are running out. And yet the country still needs trillions of dollars in infrastructure. Infrastructure? Well, their meaning of infrastructure and mine are two different things. I'm talking about the repair and the upkeep and maintenance of the roads and the bridges and things of this nation. I'm not talking about forking out millions and billions of dollars over to big business that couldn't run their damn business properly to begin with. You know, airlines, et cetera, et cetera. Why does the United States have to, the taxpayer, have to support the airlines? And there's more and more discussion of taking all these college debts and just giving it away that they ain't got to pay them. Well, no, because the U.S. taxpayer will pay it all. Another headline, who holds the $1.65 trillion of apartment building debt amid eviction bans and plunging occupancy rates in high rises? And my comment was, forgive student debt? And how about this one? You guessed it, for over half of it, taxpayers will be on the hook. Unbelievable. And I can't believe it. I wound up putting the same stupid headline a second time, but I don't think it's right because I think it's for a different article. By the way, if you really cares are really cool, video we've got on the site tonight, Prince live at the Aladdin in Las Vegas. What an amazing guy. 100 million Americans have nothing set aside for retirement. Duh, wonder why. And an interesting historical piece called Coinage Histories from the year 1200 to 1920. Well, the history is kind of complicated. A proper narrative for each country would be worthwhile, but nevertheless, what you're going to see gives you an idea of what things were like in the era of coinage. We're talking coinage when it had value and real meaning, not this zinc-coated caca. Oh, yeah. It's pretty bad, isn't it? Pretty bad. Now I'm going to pop these two things open. Yep. I've done it twice. How stupid. How did I do that? How in the world did I post the same thing twice? Yep. Oh, I see why. I grabbed it off two different sites by the same author. Who cares? Anyway, listen, we, with all good intent, expect to be back tomorrow. Who knows what we're going to do? Wednesday, I'm going to go back to help, although I have to share something with you. Some very unique things over at one of our websites. I strongly urge you, before GoDaddy screws it up, to go to our website, metropolis.cafe. I've added some new things over there that are very, very, very unique. I'll never do them again, but they have links. If you're educating kids or grandkids at home, depending on age ranges, there's a new link we have on there called School of Wordplay. I've got an article up there for tonight, which you can take a look at and read. You'll see some examples. The lower right-hand side of the website will take you to a daily link. It is phenomenal. Exciting. We'll talk about it maybe tomorrow. Yeah, do we have the time? I don't know, George Michael. Thanks for your music, and thanks for your... yeah, your music, which actually calms my soul. Lord knows I need it, people. Have a good evening. More programming coming up in just a matter of moments right here on RBN. Good Lord sees fit. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night. Whose place is in the past, hand in hand with the grunts and legitimate excuses, the rich
declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have it too much, but we're taking our chances, say. I sang 20 years and a day, but nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope, wonder there's no hope to speak out. Dead skies above say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time. Do-do-do-oh. Or do you think we have? Do you think we have time? These are the days of the empty hand. Oh, we hold on to what you can. And charity, charity is the coat you wear twice a year. Yeah, this is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door, say what's mine is mine and not yours. I may have too much, but I'll take my chances, say. I sang it 20 years and a day. There's nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love. Jesus, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope, there is no hope to speak out. In the wounded skies above, say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.